And welcome back to Norwalk. Just a fantastic softball game just completed here. The Norwalk Warriors ranked fourth in the state with a big five-run rally in the bottom of the seventh to defeat Benton Community 7-6. And we're joined now by two of the heroes, a couple of freshmen, Bailey Birmingham and Nia Hulbert. And we'll talk to Nia first here. I mean, 6-2. Grace Deemer gets the leadoff walk there. You're coming to the plate and hitting one of the probably the hardest ball you've ever hit, maybe over the fence for a two-run homer.
I was just literally looking for a base hit, and then once it came off the bat, I knew it was gone, and it was like the best feeling ever, just running around the bases.
Okay, and the inning went on, and then some runs were scored. The game was tied. There was two out, and then Bailey Birmingham, you were pinch hit for earlier in the inning. Grace got the job done. You can come back up there. What was your attitude coming to the plate at that point?
I knew I had to wait for some pitches because a couple of girls that got walked that inning. And my two at-bats before, I had a 3-2, very close at-bat, so I knew I just had to watch some pitches, get my count, look for my pitch because she was struggling in there, but I knew I could get hit. I just had to have confidence and believe in myself and wait for my pitch.
And what was the thought in your head, Bailey, when you saw that ball sail over the shortstop, knowing that was going to end it?
I was really excited. It kind of put me in shock, but at the same time, I knew that everyone probably thought the whole game came down to me in the last hit, but my whole team helped me because it didn't just come down to me. With Nye's hit, all the walks, everything in that inning, everything in the first inning, our first run in the first inning, everything helped our defense. Even though we had four errors or whatever we had, we came back and found a way to fight back.
And I'll ask you both the same question here. You know, down 6-2, down to your last three outs, what was the attitude in the dugout going into that last inning?
In the fourth or fifth inning, I felt like bottom of the sixth, I felt like we were really dead in the dugout. But after talking to girls and bringing in, I feel like once we got that leadoff walk in the bottom of the seventh, we really got the momentum. We knew we could do it. And, yeah, we just had to believe in ourselves.
And same thing for you, Nia. That really said a lot about this team's resiliency, the way you guys were able to battle back.
You could tell they started to get down, and we just started to hit more, and the bases were loaded, and we had zero outs. And we just kept hitting, and our bats looked amazing. And then Bailey got up and had her last hit and with her walk-off.
I kept saying it wasn't over, and it still wasn't over.
Yeah, and you talked about how it wasn't your best game. Coach talked about that in the field. You had some errors. Mm-hmm. So a lot of credit has to go to your pitcher, Zadie Wadley, tonight, just to kind of keep her composure through all that.
She fought really hard after getting hit with one, made an error and overthrow. She really fought. I think she did a good job coming back from, especially dealing with the errors in the field, even though that some of the errors weren't her fault. She picked us back up.
Kept you in the game, allowed you to do what you're going to do, and now you're off to Fort Dodge, the first time in 8 years for the program. Big accomplishment in Bo Livingston's first year as head coach. What's he brought to the table this year for you guys? How's he helped you?
I feel like he's really set the tone and said a lot of things that I agree with and that I've always grown up hearing. And it's really made me feel a lot very confident, and I've always trusted the process, especially with him. I really liked having him this year.
Okay, and a question now for both of you again. Just how excited are you to make it to Fort Dodge? What's the feeling to be able to do that, and how hard is it going to be to sleep tonight?
It's unreal. I still can't believe it because, especially being our first year, it's really exciting. And at the beginning of the season, I definitely didn't expect it, but as we were going, I just kept getting more confident that we could do it and accomplish the goals we wanted to.
Anaya.
It's such an amazing feeling, especially since we haven't been to state for how many years? Since like 2002 we haven't been. So it feels really good to finally be able to go up there and play.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us. Congratulations on the victory, girls. That's been Nia Hulbert, Bailey Birmingham as well. The heroes of the night here have many heroes for Norwalk. And congratulations, girls, and good luck at Fort Dodge.
Thank you.